What are we talking about? Practice? We talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. So we've got a pretty big show coming up. The Big 12's talking about that they're going to expand. We're going to talk about who might be going into the Big 12. We're going to talk SEC West. The Braves trade deadline's coming up. TJ Hartnett from the Southern Sports Edition is going to join us, and we'll talk some Braves possible trades. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. We're going to go, let's start Big 12 expansion, because that's kind of exciting. Big college football guy.
That's the biggest story right now going. I guess this all kind of got started, you know, because we kept hearing Big 12 said, nope, we're good. We got 10 teams, even though we're called the Big 12. But we play everybody. We determine one true champion, you know, that whole scenario. But then the ACC came out and said, hey, we've got our new ACC network coming out with the ESPN. We've got a lot of money coming in the next few years. That got the Big 12's attention even more. And that also made them think, if we want to try to stick around and be the Big 12 for the next decade or more, we better bring some more people to the table to present our own league and strengthen our league for TV money. So that opens up a whole lot of possibilities. Now the big thing is, team-wise, the lieutenant governor and the governor of the state of Texas has said Houston will be in the Big 12 or there is no expansion. And when politics gets involved, that's when you know it is going to happen, because that's how Baylor got in the Big 12 originally. Was the governor at the time was a Baylor grad. He said, you're not doing anything unless Baylor is included in this.
And to me, that's a bad addition for the Big 12, because you've already got the Texas market.
Right.
So the whole point of this is because it's all being driven by television money. Mm-hmm. And so the Big 12, notably geographically, they are the Midwest, mm-hmm. Oklahoma, Texas, on and on and on and on. So you need to get into other television markets that you're not currently into, mm-hmm. which is exactly what the Pac-12 did, remember, when they added Utah and Colorado. Mm-hmm. It kind of expanded a little further east. So I think that should be the goal of the Big 12, is to get into another regional market, therefore maybe going a little further west or east. Mm-hmm. Probably east would be a better move for them. And bringing in maybe a Tulane. I've heard that school's name be mentioned. I think that's a good move. Maybe not as far as competitive-wise, but just if you're basing it on television money, sure. But Houston, you already have the Houston market, so it doesn't make sense to bring in another Texas team when you already have the University of Texas, the state's flagship school, in your conference. You've got that market.
Yeah, in theory, it's a good idea to bring Houston in, because that's, what, the fourth largest city in the country? But how many people in that market are strictly Houston fans that are going to bring more eyeballs to the table? Some of the teams, I kind of jotted down a few teams when we were talking about this. Obviously, the natural teams that they would want would be Texas A&M, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Missouri, but they're already making boatloads of money, and they're not big Texas fans already.
Is that the schools that they would want because of geographic location?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If in a perfect scenario, I think those four would probably be the teams they would try to go for. Just, you know, Oklahoma, Nebraska rivalries and geographically, I think. But when you talk in reality, where those schools are already making a lot more money and a lot more safe in their current positions where they're at in the SEC and the Big Ten, they're not going anywhere. So that's what opens the door for Houston. And I think BYU could be a possibility, too. They've already got a national base, you know, a national fan base. You do have some quirky things where being a, you know, religious school or Mormon-based school, they don't play any games on Sundays. So scheduling-wise could be a little tricky. Football-wise, it's fine. But for basketball, baseball, other sport, non-revenue sports and things like that, that could be a little tricky. But there was a little breaking story last night where BYU has agreed to be open to discuss being a football-only addition to the Big 12, which probably would be the best-case scenario for both sides.
912-466-9462, the number to get your calls in, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. Man, I'm on the other side of the spectrum with you. All these teams that you just mentioned are all geographically, they fit so well with what the Big 12 is and where they are in the country. I just don't think that's going to be the game plan. I don't think that they're going to say, we are the Big 12, we're a Midwest conference, we're going to stick with Midwest schools. And the reason I don't think they're going to do that is because the television money drives the sport right now. Mm-hmm. And so the more markets that you can be in, the more money you're going to draw in from other TV markets, and the bigger your television contract is going to be, when in fact that they do sign a contract for the Big 12 network. Mm-hmm. And so to me, it makes, business-wise, it makes zero sense to bring in BYU, to bring in, you've already got those markets. It makes way more sense. Arkansas makes sense. I think that would be a good one. But Tulane, I think that makes sense. Even maybe Memphis.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good fit for them. And it doesn't really increase their travel tremendously where they're shooting across down to Florida and then back to Oklahoma the next week.
Yeah, Memphis is very far away. Whenever you think Memphis, oh, that's in Tennessee. Well, it's pretty much Midwest, honestly. It's way over there.
And it gets you into the Tennessee market, which gets you into an SEC market.
Right. But then again, you know, you've got West Virginia. See?
Yeah.
They're kind of the sore thumb sticking out, you know. But I think, you know, geographically-wise, I think we got groups that will fit geographically, but I think when it boils down to it, those schools aren't leaving, and you're going to look at, it depends on if they go two or four. What do you think they're going to go two or four?
I would think that right now they'd have to go two. Eventually we're going to have four 16-team conferences. Right. Eventually we're going to get there.
Yeah.
And so right now these five power conferences are all fighting one another not to be the odd conference out.
Right. Tell me this, in 10 years, 20 years, is the Big 12 still going to be around, or are they going to be divvied up amongst the other teams?
I think that depends. I think that really depends on the ACC, because the Pac-12 is not going anywhere, and the SEC is not going anywhere. Those are two really, really strong, a lot of revenue flowing through both of those conferences. Neither one of those are going away. It really depends on the ACC, and the ACC made some huge strides with signing that television deal as far as having an ACC network.
For years, Shell and Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup furniture you know and love.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Shellen Hogan, Southeast Georgia Health System, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. So we're going to stick with the same theme here. We were talking college football. We'll stay with college football, but we will transition to the SEC, more specifically the SEC West. We're going to give you who we think is going to come out of the SEC West and play for the SEC Championship and probably win the SEC, whoever comes out of that conference or whoever comes out of that side of the conference.
Yeah. Obviously, the toughest division in all of college football. Still, you want to go?
Okay. Come on, man. Okay.
You want to go just our top teams, or you want to go top to bottom to top, or what?
Well, I mean, the way I want to do it is let's just break down the conference and who we think is going to come out of there and who we think has a chance to come out of there. Yeah. I've got three teams. I think Alabama, LSU, as well as Ole Miss are the three teams that you need to pay attention to over there.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not quite as high on Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss, but I'm not. I think their schedule's tough, dude. It really
there is.
Is.
There is. Really but tough. It is no more tough than LSU or Alabama's schedule. Yeah. It really isn't.
Well, conference-wise, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. Well, still.
But they might get beat up some in their out-of-conference games, though.
912-466-9462, the number to get your call in, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Well, listen, Ole Miss, they're going to get they've got consecutive weeks where their schedule's tough because they've got Bama and Georgia back to back, but they get them both at home. Mm-hmm. So that's to their advantage. And then they do have to go on the road October 22nd to Death Valley to play LSU. So to me, you look at Alabama and you look at LSU, there are question marks all over quarterback. There are not those question marks at Ole Miss. Chad Kelly's your guy.
No.
And he's, I mean, look at his numbers from last year. Over 4,000 yards, 31 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. They're solid at quarterback, and they're the only team in the conference that can say that,
right.
That's a contender.
Right.
So, yeah, those 2 weeks in particular, I think that's going to be tough, but they've got them both at home. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be helpful. Do I think they can win both of those? Yes. Do I think the chances are high? No.
Right. It's there. Yeah, it's kind of when you look at those three especially, it's kind of like Ole Miss is solid at quarterback, but you got little questions everywhere else, I think. I really do. You're replacing a lot with Treadwell. You're replacing Tunsil. As many problems as he had, he was solid on the field.
Sure.
The running game has never been something that you can really lean on or depend on for your, you know, to kind of
fair point.
A security blanket for your
fair
quarterback.
Point.
Defensively, they've recruited well, but they lost a lot again, man.
And you took the words out of my mouth. Yes, they recruit well. So does Alabama recruit well in every year because Alabama – or they lost a lot. So does Alabama. Alabama loses a lot every year too, but because Alabama recruits well, they just put more bullets in the chamber. Ole Miss has done that. They've recruited just as well as Alabama, maybe not quite as well, but close to it. To where, yeah, they lost a lot, but what they've got coming up, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They've got the most proven quarterback in the conference. Just that consecutive date, Alabama, Georgia,
yeah.
That's going to be tough. Even if they drop one of those games, I still think they are right there Meanwhile, Alabama, they've got to go on the road to Ole Miss, to Tennessee, to LSU. There's no way Alabama wins all three of those games. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. In fact, that's why, because of the issues that they have, you know, there's some things that they may have. You know, they when they fall off, it's 10-2, or, you know, or 9-3.
Right.
That's why I'm personally leaning towards LSU winning this division this year.
It's a really good point. This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Brunswick Mower Supply, 912-466-9462. LSU's conference schedule is a little easier than Alabama's and Ole Miss's. They do have to go to Florida on October 8th, but then they have Ole Miss at home, and they get Alabama at home.
Right.
So those big three, LSU's the only one that's playing the other two in Death Valley on their home field. That's a huge advantage.
And you got big number seven in the backfield. Dude is a beast. Leonard Fournette, you know, he came out with all the hype coming out of high school. So far, in first year, maybe it was a little too much, but he's definitely lived up to the billing and lived up to the hype so far. They've got probably the best offensive line out of the West. Defensively, I think they're going to be a lot better. They got a lot better with Dave Aranda coming in as defensive coordinator. They've recruited just as well as the other two schools in, you know, top five, top 10-ish type recruiting
class. Top 10,
classes.
Yeah, they're in the top 10.
And Dave Aranda, I'm a big believer in Dave Aranda coming in from Wisconsin. He has proven himself over the last several years to be a dynamic defensive coordinator, and it's a definite upgrade from Kevin Steele last year.
It is really tough to take a fish out of the water and put him on land and say, walk. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because Brandon Harris is probably going to be your starting quarterback. 13 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, only 2,000 yards passing. He didn't look great. Mm-hmm. And the reason that LSU was as successful as they were was because of Leonard Fournette. My question is, are they going to be able to throw the ball good enough to where Fournette's going to be a bigger weapon? Because every game LSU plays, he's going to run against a stack box. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
The one thing they have in their advantage is they have playmakers on the outside. LSU has never had trouble bringing in wide receivers who are just outstanding and great at one-on-ones and going up and getting it. It just depends on that quarterback. Can it click for him to not make be a dynamic player, but just make the plays that you need to make?
2K's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, 2K's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. 2K's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even bigger, better 2K's.
Hi, I'm Doug Harris. Come see us at 2K's. The fun starts here.
Heron Document System is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 33 years locally owned and operated. Call 912-267-7802 or visit HeronDS.com.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by T&M Painting, 912-223-1572. Part of believe, but we are just 2 weeks away from the beginning of high school football. The Knights of Frederica will strap on the pads on August 5 for their opening scrimmage. They will head to South Carolina to take on the Dolphins of Hilton Head Prep. Then both Glenn and Brunswick gear up for their scrimmages. The Red Terrors will take on the Buccaneers of MCA, and the Pirates will host the Liberty County Panthers. The consensus is that all three teams will make the playoffs and make deep playoff runs. Pay attention, going to be a great gridiron year for Glenn County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports. Give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Drayton Hogarth, Jason Bishop here with you. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Georgia Sea Grill, and Catch 228. And joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is Southern Sports Edition writer TJ Hartnett. TJ, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Well, great. All right, so TJ, look, it's been a dreadful year for the Braves, and so they're probably going to be unloading some pieces. We're right here at the trade deadline. What are you hearing? Who's going where? And is there any good return coming back the Braves way?
Well, it's interesting. It's been, I feel like a lot of the,
TJ, I think we got a bad connection. We're having trouble hearing you. Can you move?
Nope. You there?
All right. Well, I think that we've lost TJ. So, TJ, if you want to give us a ring back, we will take your call and put you live on the air if you call back. But we have lost TJ Hartnett. So, all right, well, Drayton and I can do this. We're pretty good with the Braves.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about it, Drayton. So the Braves have a lot of what I view as, like, they've got a lot of veterans on the Major League roster, but I don't feel like they have a lot of impact veterans.
Right.
So what I'm afraid of is that even if they trade some of these guys, they're not going to get back impactful prospects. Do we have TJ back? TJ, are you there? Nope. Still no TJ. All right. I don't think they're going to get back impactful prospects for what they have on their major league roster, the veterans they have, maybe double A guys, but it's just, it's a little disconcerting.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely, I don't know if they're still going to be building for the future. I have read maybe there is some thought process that maybe they are close to turning that corner to where you can buy more impactful players on the field instead of maybe somebody, you know, 3 years into the new stadium is going to help you out. I guess the possibility, one thing is, despite his alteration skills that Chris Sale has, apparently the Braves are one of the teams that may be looking to bring him aboard. And if you can get, we were talking about him a couple of weeks ago when we were talking All-Star game. That guy is nasty. Left-hander, weird delivery, throws people off, and he's, you gave his stats that last couple of weeks ago. He's what, under 250, I think, in the ERA. And
yeah, he was sub 2.5, 14 games. Wins heading into the All-Star break.
So that guy would be a piece, and supposedly he's still under a reasonable contract for the next, you know, 2-3 years. That would be a piece that the Braves would be smart to try to bring somebody in, you know, barring locker room mentalities.
Well, that stuff doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, just on the field.
It's a different locker room, different people. The chemistry and dynamic changes mostly unless your name is Barry Bonds. But my point is, Chris Sale is such a talent. What did the Braves have to give Chicago to bring him over? Because I just don't see anything on the Braves major league roster that warrants the White Sox saying, "Yeah, we'll send Chris Sale for AJ Pierzynski."
Well, no, it'd have to be package of. I mean, obviously it would have to be some of the prospects. I mean, and I saw one report the Braves. You know, remember how we were talking? The Braves were wanting to transition, boost up their minor league system. One report came out said that they have become the top minor league, and talent-wise, the top minor league system in Major League Baseball. I mean, some people disagree, But, you know, some of the experts, quote unquote, are saying that, you know, they're at least we're looking at them trending in the right direction. You know, before it was like you had a bad team and you were probably had really no hope for the future because your minor league talent was probably what ranked 20th, 25th in the Major League Baseball. They have completely revamped their minor leagues and boosted their talent for the future, their pipeline for the future.
If their organization is the number one organization as far as their farm system goes, it's because of pitching. Mm-hmm. They don't have when you look at the roster up and down the minor league system, there aren't an influx of talented position players.
Mm-hmm.
Dansby Swanson, Malik Smith, and the Albiz kid. Mm-hmm. Those are the three really that are on the top of the list. And look, all three of those guys, none of those guys. Are going to be Hall of Fame elite major league players. They all project to be solid and good major leaguers, but they're not going to be superstars at the major league level. And the Braves don't have that guy. They don't have the Chipper Jones. They don't have the Ryan Klesko. They don't have the projected Jeff Francoeur or Brian McCann in their system, which is what they've had in the past with these kids coming up. If they're rated number one, it's got to be because of the pitching. And going back to the Chris Sale trade, if that happens, then, yeah, I think the Braves probably are going to have to trade some of that young pitching to get it because otherwise they don't have the pieces to get him.
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned Dansby Swanson. I mean, he was the top pick in the draft. So, I mean, he has to be projected. You would think you would project the top pick in the draft to at least be an all-star, wouldn't you think? That's what you would have in the back of your mind if you're picking somebody in the top of the draft. You know, which the Diamondbacks did, you would have to project him as at least be an all-star caliber type of player.
What type of numbers do you see Dansby Swanson putting up offensively?
I would think you're wanting to get...
Not what you want to get, what you think he's capable of doing in his prime.
I would say between 280, 300, and 15 to 25 homers, something like that. You know, that kind of two-hole, three-hole hitter kind of guy. I don't think he's a cleanup guy. I think he's more contact gap type hitter.
So he's not that elite superstar, is what you're telling me.
But that's all-star numbers, though, don't you think?
I mean,
for a shortstop, or you know,
could
if he stays at short,
maybe.
Yeah.
If he has a good year. Just saying.
I mean, you know, well, you got to pick him number one for a reason.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Red Fern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. 7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
In the Big 12, just about every school, or not every school, but there are a lot of schools that have been in the Big 12 with Texas, and they all left. Nebraska, Colorado,
A&M.
Texas A&M, they all left. They all gave the same reason.
Texas.
We can't get along with Texas.
Yeah.
So it's like that friend that everybody admires, but nobody really likes.
Yeah, you get some perks with being a friend with with Texas, but Texas likes to keep a lot of their money. They have their own network that they won't share with the other schools. That's a big point of contention. And it's, it is the Texas Longhorn Network, but I think they would rather transition that into a Big 12 network, divvy it up amongst everybody. Rising tide lifts all boats. I don't know. It's interesting, but Texas is a big reason why there are 10 teams in the Big 12.
This segment brought to you by Toucan's Hair and Document Systems as well, 912-466-9462, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. You know what? If you don't like the Texas Longhorn Network, and then put up your own money and go start your own network.
Yeah.
Don't ask Texas to share the network that they started with their own money to share it with you because...
Right. Well, that's kind of always been the Yankees and Cowboys argument of the things, but
that's capitalism, man. That's
right.
That's what this country is founded on. You work your tail off, and if whatever you earn is yours, that's what we're built on.
Right.
Right.
But again, going back to it, I really think there won't be if any teams are added, and we were talking in the break, the Big 12 probably needs to be ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
and go ahead and add six teams to their conference. Go ahead and get to 16 teams. The only thing is, you're not going to bring in the big time teams that they really want. Houston is in. If there's any expansion, Houston will be added because the governor, the lieutenant governor, and even the president of Texas, of the college or university, I should say, has said Houston's a good addition. If we go that way, Houston will be added. So, I think it's those other 2 to 5 schools, or 1 to 5 schools that they add, are going to be the big difference. Houston is in. I think BYU is in because they give them the option of being football only. Memphis is a good fit, we spoke about. But also, FedEx money is involved with Memphis.
Right.
So, they're going to say, what do you need?
That makes a difference.
What do you need? What
Ask
do you want
Oregon.
Us to do? Right.
Ask Oregon with Phil Knight. The funny thing, man, is that every single one of these schools and every single one of these conferences that are players in this thing, every one of them knows that they're all transitioning toward that 4-conference thing, right? They all know it.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them will come out and say it, or none of them will come out and do something like you just mentioned for the Big 12, just say, you know what? We're going to add 6 teams, and we're going to just go to 16 teams and just go ahead and get it over with. Right. None of them will do that, even though they all know
right. This
is where we're going.
Right. Do they want to get into Florida? I mean, would it be UCF? obviously being the biggest university in the state of Florida, is there enough draw with UCF to say that's a prime example or a prime addition to your conference? I don't know. It's hard to say. That's what I'm saying. They're kind of in a rough spot because, again, I asked you earlier, can even if they do expand, do you see the Big 12 existing 10 years, 20 years down the line? I don't know. I think they're sitting there, especially now with the ACC solidifying themselves. I still don't really agree with the ACC's additions for expansion, but they did it because they had to with Boston College, Syracuse, Pitt, those schools. It still doesn't fit to me. I guess that's probably my old school thinking, but they already did it. They pulled the trigger, and they got big programs to come in, whereas I don't necessarily think, you know, you mentioned Tulane, UCF, Memphis. Are these schools big enough draws to make a ESPN or Fox or one of these networks say, boom, that's what we need. We want that. You know, is that enough of a draw?
Probably not, but I think that the other thing that you could do, which isn't really feasible because you've touched on it, is if you don't want the Memphises and you don't want the Tulanes of the world, mm-hmm. and you want the Arkansas's and you want the Missouris and you want the Texas A&M's, you're going to have to pay them a whole lot of money mm-hmm. to give them a possibility to where they're earning more than where they are now.
Right.
And so, you know, where does that ladder end? So at some point, you've got to stop picking teams from other conferences. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you've got to start incorporating the Memphises and Tulanes of the world.
Yeah.
Or else the ladder just keeps getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And there's no end to the mountain of money. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's another thing, too. Just a side note, and I'm sorry that I stepped in really, really fast there, but every year ESPN renegotiates their contract with college football. And every year the dollar amount goes up because they haven't come close to the point of no return on their investment. Every year they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that.
Right. Yeah, as high as it goes, you know, they cut in other areas, but they don't cut college football. They don't cut NFL. Football is king right now, and it, you know, but the Big 12, can they get Texas to negotiate on things? Can they get them to incorporate Longhorn Network money? Should they get as big a piece of the Big 12 network, which is, you know, probably the ultimate goal, I would imagine.
You know, you got to call a duck again.
Yeah.
If Texas leaves the Big 12, it crumbles.
Right.
So Texas is the key piece.
Right.
So if I'm the Big 12, I'm doing everything that I can to keep Texas in my conference. Because if I don't, I don't exist.
Right. Yeah, you got the relationship with Texas, Oklahoma, but you know, longtime rivalries have split before. We saw it with Nebraska leaving because of Texas. Texas A&M leaving because of Texas.
The old Big 8, Arkansas left.
Yeah. So it's tough, man. They're in a tough spot. It's going to be difficult to see if they exist. You know, they're going to do this now to get by, make money now, but I don't know down the road this is going to be long-term for them.
I wonder if the amount of money, when they sign that contract and they deposit the check, college football deposits ESPN check, I wonder if they put that on their Apple Pay.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, Toucan's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. Toucan's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even bigger, better Toucan's.
Hi, I'm Doug Harris. Come see us at Toucan's. The fun starts here.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung, 33 years locally owned and operated. Call 912-267-7802 or visit HeronDS.com.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Here on the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, by the way, I didn't get a chance because I just didn't think about it, but Drayton from the SEC West segment, he did pick LSU to win the conference, and I realized that I didn't pick anybody, so I don't want to... Sorry, yes, the vision. So I don't want to take the easy way out.
Yeah, who you got?
I'm going to take Ole Miss to win the conference, or the win the division.
You were just... Full on hottie totty, man.
I'm high on him, man. I'm high on Chad Kelly, man. He's a real deal. All right, so we were talking about somehow another capitalism came up in our last segment, but it actually kind of segues into what we're going to do. So Drayton and I, being a slow news week, sports news week, we were texting back and forth, and we went through like five or six ideas to fill out this final segment for the show or the final big segment for the show, and we settled on this. What athlete... current or present, would be a good president for the United States, a good presidential figure. I've got some ideas. I'll let you go first.
All right. I got a couple. Obviously, you want to start out. Well, and I would then come up with names, and then I would come up with reasons why not. That's kind of my thing. So
okay.
I kind of would shoot down my own ideas, so maybe that's not a good idea. But I was thinking, would Peyton Manning
that's be a, good one.
A great start? You know, and evokes leadership, won enough, I guess. Always won games anyway, you know, won the two Super Bowls. Obviously, Nick Saban comes to mind as far as if you want a more, you know, hard-nosed kind of guy, going to get things done.
Good description.
But he's a little, you know, do you get that Napoleonic complex going on with him being sometimes, I don't know, I've heard some things about him. Coach Richt. Great man.
I would never have gone there. Okay.
Great leader.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so that's a possibility. It hurts me to say, but would Tim Tebow be in a possibility as well?
Oh, wow.
You know, great. Again, a great person. I don't know about it. I mean, obviously he led his team to wins. He had that whole declaration of, you know, I won't let us lose another game after I think it was the Ole Miss game. Speaking of Ole Miss. So players follow him. He's a great example of moral leadership for maybe this country needs. But he does kind of have that lisp thing going on. I don't know if that would be real powerful to listen to on State of the Union. I don't know who's. I did have one, Bryce Harper, because everybody already hates him anyway.
Huh.
I mean, you know, okay. Like all politicians, he's in D.C. already. don't know. What do you think, man?
I like Tom Brady.
Ah.
Yeah, because he's good at everything he does, and part of the reason he's good at everything he does is because he's willing to do anything and everything, including cheating, to get it done. I like that. I think that's par on course.
Right.
I like... Do you remember the old Reds bullpen, the Nasty Boys of like the early '90s? Any one of those. Randy Myers, Dibble, Charlton. Yeah, any one of those. Get the job done at all costs.
Get it done. Throw it somebody's head a little bit.
That's what you got to do. It's what you got to do. I'll go there. Any member of the 1993 Phillies team other than Lenny Dykstra, because, I mean, Lenny Dykstra's in jail. But the other ones didn't go that far. So any member of the 93 Phillies team.
Dutch Dalton or John Kruk, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Tommy Green. Yeah, Mitch Williams.
Man, Philly still reviles that guy for giving up that home run. How about Pete Carroll?
That's a really good one.
Good leader.
That might be the best one that we've done. I was joking, of course. You're taking this way more serious because I didn't know you were going to be serious about this.
I'm not serious.
But Pete Carroll's a really good one.
Pete Carroll, because, you know, kind of knows how to get out of any indictments anyway. That's kind of a good skill that politicians need to have. He hightailed it to Seattle whenever he left U.S. Got a little hot at USC.
What about John Schurholz?
I like that.
Do you?
I like that. Yeah. Presidential looking, you know, the suspenders, the tie.
Glavin, Maddox, both of those guys.
Maddox, man.
Maddox looks like a president.
Or a science teacher. I don't know. That would always threw me off whenever he was... They would pan to the dugout when he was in his off games. He's just sitting there with his glasses on, and he did not look like a Major League Baseball player, man. I love Maddox, though.
He was smarter than every guy he faced. Man. Good presidential quality.
How about I had a Joe Madden down.
Ooh.
If you can get the Cubs to win, you can do anything.
That's
if you get the Cubs to win a World Series, you can accomplish anything. You know, Vince Dooley almost left Georgia to get into politics, like in the 80s. I think it was around 86, maybe.
See, I was going to... You're coming up with really good ones. I've got Barry Bonds on my list. So I don't really feel good about being in the segment with you right now.
We can make him the leader or commissioner of pharmaceuticals, maybe.
That'll work.
Work at the FDA somehow, or... Michael Jordan. Did you give him?
I
wouldn't bet on it. I don't know.
Oh, you see, I was going to go Pete Rose, but you Michael Jordan'd me. Very, very well done.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Red Fern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome. Fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
7340.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by T&M Painting, 912-223-1572. Hard to believe, but we are just 2 weeks away from the beginning of high school football. The Knights of Frederica will strap on the pads on August 5 for their opening scrimmage. They will head to South Carolina to take on the Dolphins of Hilton Head Prep. Then both Glenn and Brunswick gear up for their scrimmages. The Red Terriers will take on the Buccaneers of MCA, and the Pirates will host the Liberty County Panthers. The consensus is that all three teams will make the playoffs and make deep playoff runs. Pay attention, going to be a great gridiron year for Glenn County. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports. Give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by M&B Liquors and Watermarks Printing. 912-466-9462. thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com to get your emails in if you don't want to call. All right, so, you know, this is that weird little segment. We went to Zaxby's last night, my wife and then a couple of friends of ours, and so just a quick dinner, right? And so we're at Zaxby's. And we look up, and there's this table, about five kids in their early 20s. And they're all sitting around the table, and none of them are talking to each other. They all have their faces buried in their phones. Five of them all right there at the table in public, Zaxby's. No one said a word to any of them.
Could you tell, were they texting or Pokemon going? Which would it be?
I don't know how Pokemon Go works. And so... I don't know what the difference would look like.
Yeah. It's big in the Hogarth household.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Not with yours truly here, but my wife and my two kids. My son might have been one of the 20-year-olds that you're talking about.
Uh-oh.
At the table. He's big into it. And my daughter, Violet. So, they're big into it. We occasionally have to stop at a Pokestop.
What's a Pokestop?
It's where you recharge and you get more Pokeballs that you can catch Pokemon, and it's a place to get little extras and I've learned how to adapt my driving abilities to where we need to stop, things like that. But you know, we do get outside, go for walks and stuff. That was the whole point behind it. The thing that drives me nuts is hearing these stories about, you know, the kid getting hit by the car and dorky mother talking about that game dragged my daughter across the street. Can you believe, why did they make this game like this? I'm sorry, an app does not drag you across the street. You have to have a little bit of common sense when you're using apps or games or something in your phone. Or, like you said, you can actually sit there and talk to somebody instead of being buried in the phone all the time. But I would get accused, you know, Jesse and Violet always accused me of being in my phone too much anyway, so I'm probably not the best example. Do as I say, not as I do.
We're approaching a point in our society where when we apply for a job, we're going to have to put on our resume socializing.
Yeah.
Person-to-person speaking.
Social networking, baby.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95.
I-95 Toyota, 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, Toucan's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy, shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. Toucan's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even